Yeah, sadly, yesterday evening, the new part of the mill was up on fire. It's where the boilers, I think, have been stored in previous years and other materials. And unfortunately, it was set alight yesterday evening, which required the immediate intervention of emergency services, including the Northern Fire and Rescue Service and also the PSNA.
Unfortunately, the area, the site, has been subject to numerous arson attacks over the last number of years.
Yes, this has been ongoing, and I just look back, it was August last year, August the year before, and August the year before that, that there has been an issue on the site where there has been substantial and serious fires on the site. It is very surprising that someone hasn't been killed or seriously injured as a consequence of this. And yesterday, the PSNA and others were greatly alarmed by the level of fumes and smoke that was coming from this building. And there was a concern at a time that there was asbestos in this particular building, but I'm told since that it's been ruled out that the previous owner of the mill spoke with the contractor and ruled out that there's asbestos on the site. But this has gone beyond. I am calling for the Department of Communities and indeed the local council to intervene here. Herdman's Mill is a very important part of the fabric of the history of this wider society, and it needs to be protected and it needs to be maintained and invested in and receive that necessary investment. This site housed many people in terms of employment for a long number of years. It was very well maintained. I want to see something done with this site. And whether that be in a public capacity with the intervention of local government departments or by a private developer who is looking to purchase it to bring about employment for the wider Sion Mills and Strabane area, then so be it. But today, again, I'll be calling for the Department of Communities to intervene here to see what can be done about this site, and I'll also be actively pursuing some private investors who may be interested in the site. It's high time that this was protected. This isn't about the owner. It's nothing personal. This is about protecting this site and ensuring that it gets the investment it needs and is protected and that people are safe.